A very good morning on behalf of Teach 613. We welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Kesuba Staff Ayin. Kesuba 70A. Pagination is 139. Starting about midway on the page where the new perek begins with a Mishnah. Hamadir es ishto. If a man makes an oath regarding his wife, milihonoslo, which will stop her from having benefit from his assets. Rashi points out that we're not talking about an oath that's going to affect their relations, because relations, onasa lo yigra, is something that's binding, and he can't make an oath against something that he is mishubad, responsible to provide. So we're not talking about relations, we're talking about assets. If she's going to be able to benefit from his assets, she's going to be able to get food from him, for example, ad lamid yom, for 30 days, ya'amid parnes, he will establish a person to support her. This is just a financial issue. So as long as she's provided for, she's okay. Yes, amikan, if it's more than 30 days, yotzi v'yitein ksuba, he's going to have to divorce her and give her her ksuba. What is the function of the 30 days? So the point here is that we want him to recognize that he's wrong, that he's not allowed to do things like this, to forbid his wife, to create such a divider between him and his wife, even if he makes sure that she's provided for. But it's unacceptable in the relationship. And if he did it because he was angry or whatever reason, we're expecting him to calm down, and we're giving him 30 days to straighten out his act and basically to find a pesach lenidro, a reason to annul the vow, and he'll go to a chacham, to a person authorized, a bezdin, to annul the vow, and we'll get this marriage back on track. But until then, what we see is that somehow his vow was binding and she's not allowed to benefit from his assets. The Gemara wonders, one line up, Kevin de Meshubadla, he's responsible to provide for her. Lav kol kimine de mifkale lishibuda, how could his vow take effect at all? It should be a vow against an obligation, and the vow doesn't take effect. In other words, I'm very glad that he's providing for her in some other way, but the vow to begin with should not take effect, because the vow in its very essence fundamentally is against a responsibility that he has to her. And the Gemara answers about 10 lines from the top on Amud Beis, Be'omer la. What happened over here was he said to her, by way of a vow, or it's like he said to her, Tzi'i ma'asa yadayich b'mizonosayich. I want you to use your work wages as your sustenance. Don't come to me for money. Use the money you're generating from your work and keep it for your sustenance. And the Gemara explains, Mesapekes ledvorim gedolim ve'ena mesapekes ledvorim ketanim. The reason we needed a parnes to supplement is because, by and large, basically, the numbers add up. The money she's generating from her work is acceptable for her basic expenses. But there are certain frills, smaller things, not the mainstream expenses, that she can't afford based on her earnings. The Gemara wonders, Hani dvarim ketanim hechidami. What is the story with these extra frills, these extra things, the smaller items? Idurigilabahu, if she's used to doing them, harigilabahu, so she's used to doing them, I understand why we need a parnes, but the vow should not be binding because he's not really satisfying her needs and his obligations. V'ilo regila bahu, and if there are things that she's not used to doing, so I understand why the vow took effect, because her earnings satisfy her needs, but parnes lamoli, so then why did I need an outside person to support her? Lo tzricha, the case is derigila bevenasa, that these are frills and normally accustomed things that she would do in her father's house. When she left her father's family for this marriage, she gave up on those things because it's a marriage. There's give and take in a marriage. But now that she's being sent back out of his house, she's not allowed to benefit from his home. So she's going to be living for these days in her father's house. She's entitled to the standards of her father's house. Asks the Gemara, Umayshina ad lamadyom, what's the significance that we could play this game for 30 days? Ad lamad yom lo shami ba inshi. For 30 days, people don't realize that something is up. She's visiting, she's coming, she's going. The money is coming from somebody else. For 30 days, you could pull that off. Velo zila ba milso, and she's not embarrassed from it. There's a cover story. Tefei, but if it's more than 30 days, shami ba inshi vizila ba milsa, people hear about it, and it's embarrassing, and clearly, the Gemara recognizes that this is putting her in a precarious situation, and the only understanding of the 30 days is that people are not yet hearing about the way he is treating her. Dropping down in the Gemara, about 8 lines in the wide, Ad Shlashim Yom Yamid Parnes. There's this concept of the other person who's supporting her during this time period. Asks the Gemara, O Parnes Lav Shluchus Seika Ovid, if the supporter is doing this, it looks like he's the messenger. Isn't he the messenger? If he's the messenger, then she continues to benefit from the husband and the vow is not being fulfilled anyway. What was the whole solution over here? Rav Huna says, there's a very unique situation that's going on here. Be'omer kol hazon eino mafsid. What he does is he tells his friends, whoever supports her during this time period, perhaps he's very angry with her, he says, whoever supports her won't lose out. And what happens is, they support, and then, without a formal claim against him for reimbursement, but just as a courtesy, he goes ahead and reimburses them, so to speak. He gives them a gift to compensate them for what they laid out to support his wife while he worked these issues through. So we're dealing with an enormously sophisticated case. Again, number one, if he made a vow to violate responsibilities that he has to his wife, the vow would not take effect. The reason the vow is taking effect is because, more or less, her earnings satisfy her needs, and therefore the vow took effect because the deal that he was making with her to cut her off, at least for a time period, was going to be able to be worked out because she has the assets needed to support herself. Regarding the need for the parnes, for the extra person to provide support, that's because her living expenses, her living allocation, her standard of living has gone up, because she returned to her father's house, where, at least in this case, the standard was greater, and she's now entitled to that because she's living in her father's house. As far as the 30-day amount that we let him clear this up, that 30 days is because it could still be kept quiet. And the parnes we're establishing cannot be a formal agreement, because then she's once again benefiting from the husband. It has to be kol hazon eino mafsid, a case where he makes a declaration privately to his friends, if you provide for her, we're going to work this out. And they indeed do. And then he, without a formal binding responsibility, in effect, gifts them their reimbursement. Yashikoach, thank you for joining.